This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I have my local friend, one of the only Aussies I've interviewed here, Gwanzu Tu. Hello and welcome. How are you,
hi, mate? Hi, I'm good. Good, mate. Good.
Good. There aren't many of
life
us.
Life down under.
Yeah, life down under. It's pretty freaking hot. How is it down your way?
Oh, it's horrible. I don't have air conditioning. So.
No, yeah, are you kidding?
Just been living with a fan.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Either way, it's just, I don't know if it's humid where you are, but it's just.
It's Victoria. It changes every day.
Yeah,
today's fine. The other day, I pretty much died in my sleep. But, you know, we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Tomorrow, let's try not to die. Well, welcome to this episode of Get In My Ears. For those of you who are listening, this is our second time round because Gremlins got up amongst it. And Gwanzu was actually one of the first people I interviewed for this little have a chat side project series that I've been
you
doing.
You just love my voice that much? And deleted the old one.
Yeah, this is it. I wanted a second go round. So here we are. So for those people who don't know you, who are you? What do you do? Where are you from? What's the story? What's your background here? And how are you in this space?
Okay, so I'm called Gwanzu, but mm-hmm. my account is officially Gwanzu 2 because Reddit just met me up one day and I mm-hmm. made a second account. And honestly, if I were to redo this, knowing I'd be a writer, which, by the way, I'm a writer, I'm a script writer in GWA. If I knew I was going to do this, I probably would have named myself something like Gwanzu GWA writer or script writer something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Just here I am as Gwanzu too.
Okay. So, and how long have you been? Yeah, well, that's it. Don't forget the two people, Gwanzu Tu. Yeah. Okay, when referencing, how long have you been contributing to the space then?
Just over a year.
Yeah?
It's a year in last November was my first year anniversary of writing.
Okay.
I think
right.
End of November, start of November, I just slid in a vampire order just after the whole Halloween craze.
Oh, okay.
And I've been going since then. And
yeah.
Yeah, now I'm into my second year and still going strong.
Brilliant. And with that, what sort of scripts do you write then? Do you specify or specialize in any particular genres, or are you safe for work, not safe for work? What do you do?
It's heavily not safe for work. I do sprinkle in safe work here and there. Mm-hmm. I try to keep it. I try to experiment with new stuff. It's most of it is FRM because it's just what I'm most comfortable writing. I do have a few M for A's or M for F's or A's for A's.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's mostly M for F's, mostly, I don't know. I try to branch out. I do a lot of character. I did a lot of like popular characters in media and parody scripts about them.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
One of my most famous popular M for F scripts is a Mandalorian Star Wars parody.
There we go. Okay, I think I have seen that one kicking around. Yeah, okay. And so not so much on the parody these days? Are you?
I sort of got away from it early. I didn't want to have a niche, I guess. Like mm-hmm. I started writing, I had character parody ideas, but then I got a lot of requests to like do this character, and half the time I had no idea who they were or I didn't find them that interesting.
Oh, okay.
So I decided to start writing vanilla related stuff of just girlfriends and office workers or whatever, or girl next doors. And I actually prefer that these days, just not having a But I find like VAs will look at a character and be like, I can't do that voice. I can't make that script sound good. And I don't want that. I want anyone to look at my scripts and think they could try it.
That's really interesting because if I had seen a character, you're right. I would personally, I would probably veer away from it thinking that I couldn't create an existing character or recreate an existing character. Yeah, okay. I get it.
I'll still try every. I mean, recently for I think Halloween or just earlier before Halloween, I did a Harley Quinn script, which was just an idea I had. So I'm still will try every now and then, but you know, I don't want to make a niche about it.
Like to diversify a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to say I do anything that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've done a handful of your scripts and I love them. There are certain ones that really sort of speak to me. And yeah, they seem to get a fair amount of coverage from VAs filling them. What sort of got you into this space? At what point did you think, you know, I'm going to write erotic scripts for people to voice and post publicly?
So it's a weird long story with multiple, like, I can't really remember the exact sparking moment that got me into it, but so I'd been on GWA as a listener for literal years, like I don't know how long ago, 2015, 2016, probably earlier, who knows. And you know, it was just a subreddit that I would go to as a listener. I didn't really think too much about it, especially back in the early days when it was more like the Wild West, but
literally gone wild. Enjoyed...
I'd always enjoyed it, and then but I'd always been a lurker just in Reddit in general. Like I didn't comment, I didn't post. I had, you know, my original account Gwanzu was, you know, 8 years old, and the only time I'd ever posted was for like tech support. I came across, I wish I could remember her name, but it was a post on GWA about how important it is to comment on an audio that you enjoyed, because you know, VAs like hearing that, obviously. Plus scriptwriters as well. Anyone who posts just likes hearing how much you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And so that really made me start thinking, like, I'd known old VAs that I really enjoyed who, you know, left or quit. That was always sad to be like, I'd never told them how much I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it really made me think about it. So I started, you know, getting more proactive and commenting on posts that I enjoyed. And eventually I got into the community, you know, into GWA Discords and whatnot, and met a bunch of, you know, interesting people that, again, I wasn't expecting to get so invested. Like, I was expecting to just send a good, polite message. Hey, I enjoyed that. Yeah. Move on to the next one. Hey, I enjoyed that. And then eventually I started meeting people in the community, and turns out there are some really great people in the community.
Yeah, cool, cool. And did they encourage you to write and contribute, or did you sort of come to that on your own? Did that come out of its own volition?
It's sort of, I'd already had ideas in the back of my head, and... But like I always thought, I could never write. Like, yeah, I can think up something dirty in my head, but like everyone else can do that. Like,
yeah,
putting that to, well, not really paper, but digital paper.
Yeah.
But then I saw, I just saw people posting, not necessarily scripts, but like, you know, I saw VAs as people for the first time, I guess, because I got to interact with them personally, like just talk to them on the Discord and. Yeah. You know, it's different when, you know, some mysterious anonymous person posting an audio versus someone on Discord being like, oh my god, the editing is killing me, and I'm like, oh yeah, editing, how did that work?
Oh my god, you're a real human being.
Or the script, so like, oh, like I didn't even think about scripts originally. Like I just assumed everyone just came up with these amazing ideas and you know, voice them, and here you go, like, oh, so some of you actually read a script. And then I looked at all the scripts and I'm like, oh, that's a cool idea. And then I think it was Nightfawn, like years ago, you know, a year ago, back around October, Halloween, was looking for script ideas. And I wrote a vampire one and submitted that to her. I don't think, I never heard anything from it, but it did pretty well on GWA, which really surprised me. I was 100% expecting it to die there, and I posted it. I'd shut the app and I was like, I'm not going to look at the phone.
That sounds familiar to me. Yes.
Then like 3 days later, I got my first fill.
Oh, awesome.
That was fun. I was really happy for that. And
Like to have someone, like to actually hear somebody speaking and interpreting your words.
That was crazy. Especially don't know, I have this great, I do it all the time now when I get fills, is to read the script again along with, you know, the VA, like while they're performing it.
Right. Okay.
And it's weird, you know, it's that weird mentality of like, oh shit, I wrote this and now.
Are you still surprised when are you immersed in the story or are you more thinking, oh my God, this is coming up, or, you know,
I'm always immersed in the story. Because VA is always, regardless of if they follow the script completely or improvise something, they always put their own spin onto it, which I love. Like, you know, you can get anyone to read a script and their voice will just make it their thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is amazing. And then you get VAs who decide to do, you know, add that extra line in or do something weird with it, which again, I also love because it surprises me. And then I know I love both sides.
Yeah.
Love it all, really.
I think that's really interesting that you read the script along with, whilst listening to a fill of it. It must be fascinating to, and actually I've done this with one particular script that I have tracked down every fill of it that I can hear. It's like, I need to hear those words again. And I've actually recorded it myself a couple of, in a different, I've flipped it, in a couple of different ways. And everybody that, you know, whose voice I thoroughly enjoy, I say, hey, just saying, you reckon you could fill this? Because I adore it so much. But hearing people's interpretations and just the slight nuances in their voice and their understanding of the text, but their different cadence, the different phrasing, the emphasis on different words. Wow, it's like hearing cover versions, I guess, of songs. Yeah, right,
it's great.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Like, you can have five fills of the same script and all of them will be special, all of them will be different.
Yeah
even if they follow it word for word, it's going to be different, which is amazing. And I'm still blown away by a year later how people can turn scripts into art.
Yes. I mean, you know. No, I think there's quite a lot of artistic merit in what people post. So with that, what's your process for writing a script in terms of, you know, do these ideas, are you inspired by things that you see or hear or read, or like, how do you come up with these sort of the concepts for your scripts?
A lot of them, I mean, the early days were definitely a lot just came up in my head in the middle of the night, and I'd be like, oh, I gotta write that down. And then I've been told by other people that I write scripts really fast. Like, I don't really talk to other script writers and work out like what are their process and compare notes. I don't know, like, do other script writers take weeks and editing and rewrites and all that? I don't know, because if I get an idea, I run with it and I won't go to bed until I finished it.
I kind of get that impression from you, actually, having read some of your there's some beta reading of your scripts. It seems to just sort of flow once you've got your concept. It seems to flow pretty naturally and quickly, which amazes me.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I've had other VAs be like, they give me an idea. Like, I made a script called See How Fast Your Streamer, I forget exactly, how fast a streamer can get banned, or how quickly a streamer can get banned, which is, it came up from a joke. That just, you know, like imagine adding an audio with the YouTube, you know, click the like, subscribe button and all that stuff, like at the end of an audio. I thought, that'd be a funny idea. Like, wouldn't it be funny if a streamer was doing naughty stuff on the stream and then tried to get banned? And we just went back and forth with this general idea, more of a joke. And then, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours later, I'm like, oh, by the way, here's a script for it. And the script writer, the VA was like, oh my, what the hell?
What?
I gave you like 5 lines of the joke and now we got like a whole...
I find that quite incredible.
I've actually done that a few times. I've seen like a joke and I'm like, I'm turning that idea into a script, and bam, 2 hours later.
I get it. I'm absolutely impressed with that ability to do that, but I can understand the urgency that and if that's right, if I'm using that correctly, that you need to get it down on paper. Would that be right?
Yeah, because I mean, not always, but sometimes I'll write half a script in the moment and be like, all right, I should go to bed or something, or, you know, I should get on with my day, go to work, whatever. And then by the time I get back to it, this, you know, I'm just not into it anymore.
Like, oh, have you lost your mojo with it? Yeah.
Yeah. So and then I put it in a pile and I'll come back to it one day. But the truth is I don't.
I have
a whole backlog of half scripts or just title ideas that I'm like, I will get back to you. And
yeah,
and I think 5 in the whole year I've actually gone back.
Oh, okay. Okay. And with that, what sort of like, how often do you produce a script? Like, each, are you weekly or you're a couple of week, or does it just depend on your situation?
It depends on my situation. Like, you know, I started during COVID, so I had so much free time at the start, which is probably, you know, what big reason why I started writing in the first place. I made a new hobby, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, nowadays I'm a bit more tight for time, but I don't have a schedule. Like, I would be so stressed out if I had a schedule. I don't know how other people handle, like, Patreons or anything, where they're like, I'll give you 4 things each month. That will burn me out so quick. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure I am releasing 4 scripts each month or whatever.
Okay.
Like, I write a lot, but there are long periods of times where I'll just not write anything.
Yeah. And is that because you're a bit time poor now, or is that because it just, you know, it happens when it happens?
It happens when, like, there was a period of time where I just thought I was done. Like, I was completely out of ideas, and I was like, have I reached my limit?
Oh.
Have I written everything I could possibly write? And then, I don't know, months later, I end up writing, like, I think November, I've probably written, like, 6 scripts in November, and that blew me away, because I went from having no idea to writing just so much. So
I
don't know. Maybe one day I actually run out of ideas, but
I hope not. I sincerely hope not. Yeah, on behalf of VAs who like to fill your scripts, yes, please know. If you need ideas, maybe just put a shout out there. I'm sure we could, you know, have some sort of conversation that may spark a little bit of inspiration, I would hope. One thing I wanted to ask you is with regards to adding in direction and sound effects and any sort of sound design, is it something that you generally do? Do you hope that would be done, or is that sort of an optional extra, or do you have thoughts on that either way?
Everything I write, I consider pretty much optional. Like, even the words, like, my scripts are more or less a guideline for a vague plot in my mind.
Uh-huh.
And with, like, emotions and stuff, I add them because I know beginner VAs sort of like them, knowing, like, what kind of turn is this character taking. But I don't mind, or actually I love when a VA will read that and be like, you know what, I want to take it in this direction with this emotion.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% on board with that. And again, with sound effects, like, I know, like, I know nothing about editing, or, you know, a little bit about editing, but, like, the background work of what actually goes into making an audio, I've never actually taken part of. So
right.
I try not to shove too much sound effect in.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I have an idea, like, it has to have some sort of sound effect in it. Like, I don't know, I did one recently about time travel, so, you know, I needed some sort of
yes.
time machine sound effects.
Yes.
And
yes,
I was always worried about, like, I hate putting forth sound, you know, sound effects and stuff, but
sure,
it is what it is. Sometimes it just has to happen.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm sure the smart VAs will find a way to just make it sound good without the sound effects. Like,
yeah. Oh, look, as someone who doesn't generally add sound effects or edit, I appreciate that so much, because then I don't feel beholden or, you know, obligated to, because that would just make me avoid the script entirely if it was not an optional thing. But I guess, you know, once it's out there in the public, it's publicly posted.
Because when I write, I do have, like, the mentality of, like, how it would look or sound perfectly. I mean, honestly, I'm a visual person, so when I write all my scripts, I visualize them, even though it's an audio. But
yeah,
I do have in my head, like, how it would sound exactly. But, you know, there are a lot of sound effects that I just don't even bother writing about, because I don't want to overload any VA with like a million different little things.
Sure. Yes, and I'm for those of you who are, for our listeners, the script that you're referring to that required a sound effect, I was lucky enough to get a beta read of that last week, and still super keen to fill it, but requires some sort of time machine or portal sound, and I just immediately went to free sound. I was like, I need a portal, people, now, you know. And coming from somebody who doesn't generally edit, I'm thinking it would just elevate it to the next level. But if I'd said this to me a year ago when I started posting, No, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't have thought that I could do it. But you know, it's taken me a year to get to this point where I was like, I can put some sheet ruffling. I can do that. And some clothes. I can put a belt sound in.
People get crazy. I remember because I got a script. It's about being handcuffed to a chair, like your bratty girlfriend handcuffed you to a chair, and obviously it required a handcuff. And some VAs when they did it, they just ignore the actual handcuff, and you know, the script enough gave you the enough implication that you were handcuffed to a chair, which is fine. But I'm pretty sure it's the first feel. I don't want to guess which VA it was, just in case I get it wrong. But she used just the clicking of a mouse to simulate handcuffs being.
Does it?
And I didn't even realize until she mentioned it in the comments that this is just my mouse being clicked really quickly.
That's very clever. Yeah, that's creative. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just sometimes VAs just get creative, and it's amazing.
Well, I guess sometimes, you know, simplicity, it's just a
we're
all in it for audio, right? We're all audiophiles on some level. So anything that could indicate, or you know, just that simplest trigger of just like, I get that. They don't have to be a full-blown set of handcuffs being connected to a chair around, you know, after being someone being cuffed themselves. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. One thing else, I was having a chat with a friend this morning, another writer this morning, about the rape tag and just tagging in general. So if we start with that, I have noticed that some... I think, I don't know if it's widely known amongst script writers that, you know, the premise of tags and the reasoning behind, you know, tagging your scripts adequately and correctly. Sometimes I see tags that are, you know, full-blown sentences from the dialogue of the actual script. But just recently there's come about this change in the past couple of months with regards to the tag of rape and consent, non-consent and dubious consent. So yeah, I wanted to touch on that briefly. Has that changed the way you tag your scripts now at all?
I mean, I was always anything dubious or, you know, specific kinks that I know some people wouldn't be into. Like, I always make sure to tag them. I remember having a big, like, I don't really do much, I mean, I've done a few, but it's not, I mean, unless it's a fun idea where it's like consensual, non-consensual.
Yeah.
So I think I've only done like one hard rape, which was a request from a male VA. Like, I wrote him a M for F script, which was hard rape, which, I mean, I like the script, so it's a fun idea. Yeah. I just, personally, I wouldn't do it.
Sure.
As me.
Yeah.
But I remember early on, I did an MM for F script about, it was a Supernatural, the audio porn parody. So in the two main characters were brothers.
Yes.
And I was really confused, like, do I tag this as incest, even brothers?
True.
Have sex with each other, and I was very confused. But then I asked the VA, and she was like, "Yes, you have to just put the tag in,
because if it could be interpreted that way,
you've
got to allow for that general interpretation, don't you?" Or
if it makes sense, it's two brothers, you know, regardless of what they're doing, they're having sex with, you know, with a woman, but they're both having sex in the same, it's a threesome, so incest. But yeah, I'm very, you know, make sure that I tag things correctly. Like, I'm horrible with tags in general. Like,
do they come easily to you? Because I find for some script writers, they don't. They really struggle.
It is the last thing I think of. I write a whole script. I'll have like one or two of the main tags that I know, and then I'll read through it and I'll be like, okay, what have I put in here? What needs to be in the top? And what will be eye-grabbing for a listener?
Oh, so that's another reason you want to tag accurately, just so that it may appeal to a broader range of VAs?
Yeah, because honestly, if I tag things just for me, just I do it methodically, and pretty much all of my scripts would be more or less the same tags, and okay, it'll probably look really boring. So
yeah, okay.
I have to sync up. Like, it's honestly that and a title are the last two things I think of when I write a script, and they're both the two hardest things.
Right.
That I always put off.
Yeah. Okay. I find that's quite fascinating, because I edit some scripts from time to time, and I find the tagging the easiest for me, I guess, with the scripts that I write personally, but also those that I edit. It's the tense for me, you know, whether it's past or present, or just the context of writing about, you know, the characters and making sure that the dialogue is accurate and representative that way. But tags wise, yeah, I can just reel them off. I find that very clear. Isn't that interesting that you either can or you can't, or you struggle or you don't with tags? I think what I was sort of more alluding to with regards to the rape tag is that, you know, things like hypnosis is now, you know, should now be tagged rape. Go on, sorry.
I mean, that's the stuff I probably won't even think of that at the moment. I'd be like, yeah, I guess hypnosis is rape, but...
Yeah, well, it could be. I did a script fill the other day that was somnophilia, and so rape, because, you know, that person wasn't awake to consent or not consent. So, yeah, had to have the rape tag in it. So, and somebody commented that, you know, the tags were misleading because there wasn't any actual physical rape.
Well, sometimes I find if, like, going back to the incest one, I always do, like, if it's something where I'm like, that's kind of on the line there, I do like incest and then because, and the next tag would be that. So yeah.
And I think in that one I did, it was somnophilia in the brackets and then so rape in brackets, so just because it was connected because of that. Yeah, interesting. Yeah,
I'm always, that's another thing with tagging, is like, I don't want to, like, if I say something, like if I mention, like, you know, if I mention talking about anal but there's no actual anal in the scene, do I mention anal in the tags? Or, I don't want to have someone click on it expecting something and not getting what they wanted.
Yeah, or it not being mentioned and it being a trigger for someone, or upsetting to, or offensive to somebody. Yeah, it's. I think it can be quite subjective, really. So yeah, it's an interesting sort of development that's happened over the past couple of months with the change from CNC and Dubcom to just being straight.
I actually had that issue with I had a safe work thing which I was trying to post, and I remember I kept on getting rejected.
Yeah.
On Pillow Talk, and I couldn't for the life of me think, like, what was wrong with this? I did, but you know, it took them like a couple of hours to get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out it's because the one tag, blood drinking, or the vampire safe work thing, had blood drinking in it, and I didn't even think of that. Like,
yeah,
I just thought vampires, blood drinking, yeah, and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess. Well,
they're a vampire. That's what they do. I get it though.
Didn't like that, and I didn't even think of why that would be not safe for work or anything, or why that wouldn't be
acceptable. You know.
Yeah,
moderated in some way. Interesting. I guess it's, we need to make it safe for everybody. I understand that. We all understand that. We're all trying to. But yeah, these things evolve over time, don't they? Go on, Zood. With regards to your real life, does anybody know in your real life, in the real world, that you write erotic audio scripts?
I got a few friends, especially at the start. Like, I was my first few scripts I wrote, like, when I wrote my first script without telling anyone, but the moment I got the first feel, I immediately told my friend to be like, holy shit, check this out. And I had probably never heard of audio porn. Like, we talk about porn in general, but I don't think he'd ever heard about audio porn before at all. So
right.
I was like, check this out, listen to this. And he's like, yeah, cool, it's sexy vampire, what about it? Like, I wrote this shit. And we were really excited about it, and I'm like, that was the first time I told anyone about it. And I've told a handful of friends, but I try to keep it hush hush in my personal life.
Are they like supportive?
Sometimes, you know, yeah the people who know are supportive, definitely, which is great. I mean, it's the general line of, you know, I try not to talk too much. Like, yeah, I write occasionally, it's naughty, I'm not really going to get into it.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
I'm not really going to get into the nitty gritty.
We're not going to Facebook it. We're just like, guess what? Okay, interesting. So with that, is there anything that you've wanted to write but thought, oh nah, that's not going to go over too well? Do you feel limited in any way, or and vice versa, is there something that you've got on the books or want to write that you just haven't been able to get a grasp of, like anything specific or any particular genre or kink or fetish or scenario?
I don't think of any. I mean, I'm pretty much aware of like what not to write, or at least I think I am. Like, it's never been anything where I wrote one thing that was like a sleep rape thing that, you know, midway through I was probably like, you know, I'm not really feeling it, this is a bit too on the rapey side. And I think that's the only example I can think of where I wrote something and scrapped it entirely because I wasn't happy with the content. But I usually write what I feel like and what I enjoy, and I don't think there's anything that I'm pining to write that I haven't already like, if I'm pining to write it, chances are I'm probably writing it.
Oh, that's fine. That's great. Nothing's sort of holding you back. I mean, there are a few things that I'd be keen to record, but just like, ooh, don't know. Can I? not really sure. But I guess I'm sort of looking for some. Are you discovering things that, you know,
every day
you're listening, that you just think, I can write something like that, or I want to create something like that?
There's a lot of my scripts. Like, I come from hearing something, another audio or just something else, and being like, I love that idea, I'm going to make something similar to it, or, you know, something that's mine about it.
Yeah.
Like, I got into a whole lot of mommy dom stuff, which, you know, a year ago asked me using the word mommy during sex, and it would be like, why? That's weird. I wouldn't enjoy that. But now I've written like a whole series around it.
Mm-hmm.
I've built a bunch of short stories, and and people really like it, and I'm like, you know what, I kind of get the appeal of this now. You do it in my real life,
but
I mean, I don't know, maybe, who knows, I've changed a lot in a year, but
I guess there's always room to grow, isn't there? And
always room to grow.
Yeah,
but I mean, every day I'm discovering something, you know, you always discover something, you're like, oh, what's this, awakening something new in me.
Yeah. And it's your inspiration can sometimes come from hearing other audios, then, is what I'm hearing, right?
Oh, I mean, my first script was literally taken from another audio. Not like I didn't steal the audio. Like, the audio was also called Beg Me to Bite You, but it was from 2016 or something. Uh-huh. Like, it was one of the VAs that I said earlier, like, I really enjoyed their work. They left. Yeah. And so the whole thing is just a giant inspiration from that, which was the idea of a vampire who wanted the listener to beg them to bite, except that original audio, which I don't remember it because it was so long ago, was a lot more violent and,
You know. So you kind of did your take on the concept.
Andre-ish. So I was like, I love that whole beg me to bite you thing, but I wanted it more loving, gentle F-dom style, and, you know, a lot more backstory to why the listener was there in the first place, and Honestly, my first script was very wordy when I look back at it. Like, there was,
yeah,
I think it was 20 minutes long and only like 8 minutes of it was actual, you know, naughty stuff.
Oh, okay. Which... So, yeah, with that, do you have sort of a typical sort of length of your scripts?
I mean, it's usually around 10 to, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really use the word count to look at stuff unless it's a commission where they want a specific amount. But
yeah.
I just write until I reach what I think is like an end. But I definitely try to make, like, it's, if I'm writing Not Safe for Work, I definitely try to make the bulk of it, you know, porn. Like, I don't want to make a, take up half the listener's time with sobby romance, unless I do have one script where I do take up half the listener's time with sobby romance, but that's because that was the point. It was a Valentine's Day thing.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just a general romance contest where, you know, it was to make something romantic, which was really hard, to be honest, writing romantic stuff. But, you know, that's probably the only script where I've purposely made, well, except for a commission I did later, but where I purposely made, you know, half the scripts romantic and flirty, and then finally right at the end it becomes erotic.
Yeah, interesting. I'm just having a look at your script list at the moment, and I'm seeing the ones that, you know, that I've seen my own name every now and then, and I really enjoy your Safe for Work stuff, your romantic ones, like The Best Thing About Spooning. Oh, so nice. And Come Back to Bed. But, you know, then I've also knocked out, you know, The MILF Next Door Confronts the Spying Neighbor. So I love the diversity in and the range in which you write. And yeah, the whole MILF Next Door thing, oh God, I'm here for it. It works for me.
That MILF Next Door series was based off, or inspired, stop saying based off, inspired by, I keep forgetting it, Belle in the Woods.
I was just going to say, is it inspired by Belle? Yeah.
Yeah, she did a whole fit yoga MILF Next Door series. Mm-hmm. I forgot who wrote it, the guy with the genius. I think they're like 7 or 8 scripts. I absolutely love them. So this is just a tribute to that.
Yeah, no, I love that. I also enjoyed very much your meeting your celebrity VA crush on the train. That was very enjoyable. With regards to that, you seem to have a fairly decent balance, or probably more heavily, a little bit more female weighted, but I enjoy your male scripts that I see here. And I'm seeing a handful of collaborative scripts as well. Is that something you're looking at expanding, like your FF for A or FF for M, FF for F?
Yeah, I always liked making collab, you know, FF for MMs or FMs or just multiple people. But like early on, like one of my earlier scripts was a FF for F and M, but it did really well, like the actual post, but it took like, I don't know, half a year to get the first fill.
Yeah, okay.
So I felt kind of a little... and I'm dejected by it because it's mainly because of how pop, because for like half the year or more than it was my most popular post on Reddit, and yet, you know, I could never get an actual feel. So it's like, yeah, all these upvotes and comments, like, and not to mention, like, I loved all the comments, like, I still go back and read some of them because,
yeah,
and I just like good comments. But, you know, that mentality of like, it was my most popular, well received thing on Reddit, and
why hasn't it been filled yet?
Yeah, never got filled. So I figured that it was just hard to make collabs. And
well, sorry, was that an FM, did you say, or MF?
It was, because I made two versions of it. It was called a Titan's Newest Recruit.
Oh, okay,
it
was
Teen Titans, the Raven, Starfire.
Yeah.
And I made a 4 male version and a 4 female version. And, you know, everyone loved the idea and everyone was like amazing. And that's also where I got, you know, VAs being like, I love it, like, I can never do this voice, which probably, you know, was a big part of why a lot of people didn't feel it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I can understand that. Yeah. To an extent.
But, you know, recently, because of, I mean, let's say you and your little group you made, that I've sort of gotten into the habit of, you know, thinking, I've got a lot of ideas for group related stuff that I was a little hesitant to write, but I guess.
Maybe now,
yeah, maybe in the future. I actually got one in the works that, you know, once I'm done with other work, I'll probably get work done.
I'm doing one. I'm doing one, aren't I? I'm doing one with Daisy.
We need to
pick up on that too. An FF collab. So yes, what Gwanzu is referring to, I've gathered a growing group of collaborative creators for a collaborative space for people to jump on board. Collaborations, whether they be a VA or an editor or a writer, because sometimes it can be hard. So you might have a 3F or whatever listener based script, but it's like, well, I need two more people. And
I got this idea for like I don't know how many apps it would be, whether four or five or whatever.
Oh, bring it.
I've always been hesitant to write it because, I was like, well, could I get enough people to fill the many efforts?
Write it and I will pimp that shit out.
But yeah, I got that in the background as well.
Oh, that's exciting. I love bringing people together in this space and just like, hey, you want to jump on board this project? It's like, and I've met a lot of people that way too, which is, it's been really it's quite satisfying. But yes, it does seem to be the season of the collaboration for sure,
which is amazing. It's just, I guess, yeah, it's good when you actually get to know people in the community and you can actually reach out to them. And
yeah very much so. I recorded one this morning. It's been edited. We're hoping it'll go out within the next couple of days, which is insane for a collaboration, but having that facility to be able to do it and draw on that network of people really simplified the process. And can I say I'm here for it. I'm so excited for this one to come out. But yes, another thing I wanted to mention that in our first time round, the Get In My Ears have a chat, I brought up one of your first scripts that I recorded was the Australian Welcome, an Australian Welcome. And at the time I didn't know you were Australian, but I want to thank you for the discovery that you were Australian and the fact that we had the same, well, the person I thought it was based on was the actual person it was based on. It is coming out, people. I will post it. I had thought about posting it for Australia Day, but I have my own opinions about Australia Day. I will post it at some point. But that is a piece of writing gold, I must say. I know you've heard it, but I'm excited for that to come out and represent.
I had one feel of it way back. I'm pretty sure the VA stopped.
Yeah, I haven't seen them around. Yeah. I'm having a look at their there's no profile anymore. But
I said so it in the last interview, but yeah, I wrote that when I was absolutely pissed drunk with my mate, and we were just like, what's the dumbest idea we could come up with? And we Googled like every Australian slang we could and try to fit as much as possible into one script. And
I love that you've got a translation list at the beginning of the script. Yeah. It's like there was some things in there that I didn't get. I was like,
it was the same. Shark biscuit. Never heard that.
And that made me think, this writer's not Australian. What the hell? They've just grabbed a list from online somewhere, some dodgy list. But then, so I recorded it for listeners. I recorded it and I lost my shit halfway through it. I sent it to Gwanzu and I said, oh, look, I'm really sorry, but I just couldn't get it. I just kept breaking down. But either way, it is a hell of a lot of fun.
When you're doing that, because, I would also, I swear, like, I obviously didn't, but I swear that I wrote on the description that I was Australian. Like, obviously.
Oh, did you? Did you?
No, I didn't. I thought I did, which is what confused me when you were talking to me about it, because I thought you were aware that, like, I thought you were in on the joke originally when you apologized to me.
No, I was. I was like, so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to offend you. It made so much more sense
when I realized you didn't know that I was Australian and you thought I was some weird person completely misappropriating your culture. And
oh my God. But the fact that we both, that you, your original impetus was like, am I right? It was Lara Bingle.
Yeah. Where the bloody hell are you?
Where the bloody hell are you? That whole, because I told a friend about it. I said, this sounds like Lara Bingle. I swear to God, this is Lara Bingle. If you don't know who Lara Bingle is, look it up. She did an ad campaign. She got paid way too much money. The ad was atrocious. But
she inspired
some good shitpost erotic audio. I'm low-key excited for that to come out. I'm not sure when I'll put it out. Maybe. Do you know what? I think I might post it after I post this. How about that?
I'm looking forward to it. I think the world needs to hear it.
Yeah, maybe not necessarily for Australia Day, but I think in honour of my first Australian, and actually by the time this goes out, you won't be my first Australian. get in my ears.
It's good that there's more of these
around. Yeah, I will I'll post them together. An Australian welcome from an Australian VA and an Australian writer. We collaborated on some level.
So I don't know why people are calling me. Anyway,
I don't know what the big deal is. What are you talking about, mate? Oh, well, I'm excited to see where you go next, particularly in the realm of multi-part scripts. I think that's really, in terms of community building, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people to jump on board and network and work together. So if you start pumping out some more of those, I'll definitely be checking them out. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, so with regards to you, so you write primarily in post to GWA, is that right? And are you all over
GWA, I am all over. I got four main subreddits I post to. GWA, the Script Guild, the Audio Has Gone Wild, and the Gone Wild Audible.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
So they're the main four I post to.
Okay. And am I right, and I know I'm right, but just for listeners to know, you do commissioned work. You write scripts by commission as well. Great.
Yeah, I do commissions. I got a whole shebang of it. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Brilliant. Yes. Okay. So where can people find your information then online?
So you go on to two. I don't know if you want me to spell that out. I know everyone gets confused.
Oh, it'll be in the post. It'll be in the show. Sure. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, all my info is sticky to my account. And okay. Yeah. I'm never good at advertising myself. Like,
I'll pimp you.
You know, if you want to commission me, I'm definitely happy for it. But yeah, you know, no pressure.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know there's an option there. Yeah. Yep. Well, you do it so well.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I certainly appreciate it. And it's lovely for me to actually look back down your scripts here and see, oh, yeah, I did that one. Oh, yeah, I did that one too. And that one. So, yeah. Well,
it's weird for me to look back at my scripts and be like, gee, I wrote this much. Like, I know it's been a year, but I think I counted them as like 60 something now.
Whoa. That's a lot. Your most recent one, I'm still having the works. I just need to get my head around how to, you know, I'll find that portal sound.
I got a few VAs who are like, why do you keep releasing all these scripts I want to do? Like, I keep pumping them out and no one can keep up and I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Maybe I should just make a, you know, I'll do monthly. That'll help everyone, right?
No, you do you, mate. You do you. There's plenty of VAs out there there's plenty of room in the sandbox. Get your stuff out there because it's appreciated and it's really good. And I'm very happy to know another Aussie in the space because there aren't that many of us. So
well that's half the reason. Well, not really the reason, but the one great thing about writing that Australian script is like, not that they all did it, but I met a lot of Aussie VAs who are like, I recognize half those words. I don't think there's any Australian VA who actually knew all those words, including myself. So
it's Shark Biscuit that threw me. I was like,
one day I'll meet someone and call them a Shark Biscuit.
Oi, Shark Biscuit, get out.
Someone will realize what I'm saying.
You bloody goose, get out of the water. I so want one from, can you please write one from the bush as well? Can you do like a bushy one, do an outback one, you know?
Oh, I did think of a was it crocodile hunter style, but like,
oh, okay, well that's a bit sacred ground, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Oh yeah. Not, who was the other?
Dundee. You mean Dundee. Yeah, Dundee. You mean Dundee. Well, yeah,
just like a whole general, like that whole
vibe. Oh yeah,
like a male, like pretty much the same idea, but like the male, but you know, VA.
Yeah,
so they're welcome to Australia, but as like a for a male VA, it's where they act like Crocodile Dundee and
that would be
Crocodile Hunter and all that.
That would be, yeah, I'd be here for that. And also, I also request a Ladies of Melbourne one, like Prue and True. Just, you know who I mean, though, don't you? Please tell me, you know, like, yeah, so Prue and True. Yeah, or even like, oh shit, please, can you do a Kath and Kim? Can you please?
Look at my
Kimmy. Yeah, oh, Kath
that
Day
would
Night.
Be the worst things to hear during like the climax.
That's a shit post waiting to happen. Please go on, see, that is your thing. You know you've done it now because I'm recording this and you're dropping this.
I'll put it on my list.
Right at that pivotal moment. Look at me. Come here. Just... I can't even.
There's so many Americans who are like, what the hell are they talking
what
about?
What the hell? Just like, just let's pause. You're out, wicked. You're out, Gwansu. I'll get a kick out of it. Oh dear, good times. Good times in the Wicked Wardrobe. Well, thank you very much for joining me again here in this space. Hopefully the powers that be have recorded and done their job this time. Yeah, thanks so much, mate.
I'm always happy for a third part if you need it.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, good to know. Like I said, I'll be keeping an eye out for requested shitposts.
Now I have to do it. I'm going to have to search up all the Kath and Kim's lines. And
yeah, you are.
Well, that's probably half the reason I stopped doing character ones, is because I would have to find quotes for them, and that was researching.
Don't worry.
Very
look,
much researching.
What if I? Oh my god, my brain is racing. Sharon. I said Sharon. Oh my god. Sorry, I'll keep it together. How about I'll give you a hand? send through some inspiration. Oh, this has been fun. Thank you so much, Gwansu 2.
Don't forget great.
The 2 people. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Bye-bye.